The employees claim the organization mismanaged funds and that Hyatt employees engaged in verbal abuse. The state's top lawyer on the case, Ann Rice, says her office is not verifying or denying any of the allegations, but that they haven't found anything criminal. The spokesman for Hope for New Hampshire, Joseph Graham, says he's not surprised.
We're glad to see that the Attorney General Office agrees with us, and we're going to continue to build a world-class organization to support people in recovery.
Although the criminal investigation is over, the Justice Department says its Charitable Trust Unit will reach out to Hope to offer assistance and guidance with respect to the organization's, quote, governance. The state's licensing board is also conducting its own investigation involving allegations of falsified documents. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.